19 exhibition season tonight in Washington. The Blues began the preseason with a 2-0 victory over the Dallas Stars on Monday. The Blues will play 8 games this preseason. The first 3 are on the road, including tonight's game in Washington and Friday night in Winnipeg, before making their home preseason debut on Sunday against Columbus. In college football, the Fighting Illini will host Nebraska in Champaign at 7 p.m. this Saturday. You'll hear that game on 590 The Fan. Fighting Illini are 10.5-point underdogs. They are 2-1 on the season. Mizzou is also 2-1 on the year, and they will begin SEC play this Saturday afternoon in Columbia, Missouri. That is a 3 p.m. kickoff against South Carolina. The Tigers open that game as a 9.5-point favorite. News, weather, traffic, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour, brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. That's eastbound Manchester Road, just west of the I-270 intersection, serving only USDA prime beef. That is the highest graded beef in the world. That is included on the Surf and Sirloin menu nightly. The 14-ounce New York strip, the 22-ounce porterhouse, and the 16-ounce ribeye. And how about the surf? Scottish salmon Dijon, trout almondine, jumbo fried shrimp tempura, or grilled jumbo New Orleans-style barbecue shrimp. They have twin Maryland-style crab cakes, Maine dry pack scallops, twin North Atlantic lobster tails, and giant Alaskan king crab legs, and a spectacular seafood pasta. Make reservations one of three ways. Call 822-3637, 822-3637. Download the app Open Table, or check them out online and make reservations through their website, surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number 3 of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular schedule of roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253, or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Hey, St. Louis, your wait is over. The newest Lady Jane's Haircuts from Ennis Sunset Hills is now open. On Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. Get a precision haircut, hot leather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for just $14. Lady Jane's is unreal. 12 HD TVs, comfy leather recliners, and the best stylist in all of St. Louis. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills. It's wicked awesome.
St. Louis, we know it was a tough summer. Basking in the glow of the championship was hard work, but the long wait is over. Blues hockey is just around the corner, and what better way to start hockey season than by celebrating our hometown Stanley Cup champions, than by throwing an awesome home opener lunch at Clayton City Hall. Come on down Wednesday, October 2nd from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. to Clayton City Hall on North Bemison Avenue for a free lunch with giveaways, a photo booth, special guest appearances, and much more.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just 3 blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
God bless America. the late, the great, Kate Smith. We play it because somebody got upset and they didn't like it. So that's just all we needed to hear. Let the show begin.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
Bum, 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 bum.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
George Bush.
I don't even know why that's funny.
George Bush.
From American Dad.
That was a very good impersonation.
Thank you. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 18th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N. That's the name of Dr. Jason Brinton. There have been a couple of people in my life who have changed my life, and he's one of them, for the better, because I have vision that I've never had in my entire life. I spent my childhood, young adulthood, middle-aged adulthood, relying on glasses and contacts, and not anymore. We'll talk about him and the clinic, but first, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board. You don't wear glasses at all, do you? Contacts?
Nope.
Nothing? Wow, you know how lucky you are?
Very.
What's your vision, do you know?
I think 20/20.
You think?
Yeah.
Have you ever had your eyes tested?
Yeah, when I was like 10.
And not
oh,
since,
my goodness.
And not since then?
No.
Well,
you need to go.
That's stupid. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, no, I can read that sign over there.
Well, that's not an eye test. Have you had somebody take a look inside your eye for potential disease, macular degeneration, blah, 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 blah? Any of that? No.
No.
Oh, that's
pale optic nerves,
yeah.
Anything?
Yeah, thank you, Dad. Well, yeah. I think maybe that
cataracts.
Might be a good idea. Might I suggest Dr. Jason Brinton and the 90-minute, absolutely, completely thorough ocular analysis? You may want to think about that.
You really
should. For $120 bucks, it's money well spent because you do not want to wait till it's too late and mess with your vision, young man. That guy, that knucklehead who doesn't even have his eyes tested is, and maybe it's bad influence he got when he lived 19 years in Great Britain. Not only do they not care about their teeth, maybe they don't care about their eyes either over there. I don't know.
That is a racial stereotype.
Yes, it is.
I'm feeling threatened.
You're right, it is, and it's it's founded in fact, because I've seen a lot of the British people on TV and their teeth are corn yellow. Yours are not.
Oh.
Yours are beautiful, and you know why? Because you went to Ballast Dental Care. And you should also go to Brinton Vision, but we'll talk about that later. 10 of the 19 years he spent in Birmingham, England.
It's the longest intro I've ever done.
Yes, it is. Not as long as the one coming up for Tim Woodburn. Let's see. Say hello, Trevor Limey, Limestone Phillips, to everyone out there.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, somebody sent me an impression of you.
All right. Is it the White Castle commercial?
No. It's a listener who did an impression of you. I'll have to try to see if it's an email. I'll have to see if I can find out.
Yeah,
I'll see if I can scare it up here. Also in the room, because he didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or. I got it. Nightlife likes to boogie. I love the Maxine Nightingale. I believe did that song. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
I'm going to save it for the Playhouse. I have a Dan-ism that is so fantastic, you won't believe it. But for now, Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
And I agree with that, too. I would like to thank Mark and Jason, both Senior Vice President Investors from Stifel. And it's never too late for a second opinion. Mark and Jason have over two decades of experience helping people with personalized retirement planning. Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. And to schedule your complimentary review or for their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
All right. I think all of you know some of the past work history of this next guy. Worked at Denny's, worked at Wendy's, worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken. was a token distributor, arcade token distributor at a shopping mall, a strip mall, was a knife salesman door to door, a beer vendor at Busch Stadium, a DJ at a roller rink. But what matters, it's like the expression, what have you done for me lately? Hmm. All that matters is what he does today. And one of the things he does, he's head of research. It's a huge job. Head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. Let's check that clock, because he's also in charge of resetting the digital clock. I see it's 5-20-26, 27-28, 5-20-29, 5-20-30. Bingo! Right on the money, right in sync with the U.S. Naval Observatory. He's also our newsman, our news director. He's an author. Alan, one other thing. That's right. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
You know, when you were reading that, it reminded me of the worst one, which is when I had to put on this hot, furry bear suit and hold up a mattress wholesale sales sign on the side of the road one day as a job.
Oh, my goodness. I've seen those people.
September 18th, fools. I was just kidding.
September 18th, fools. September 18th, fools. That's a good one. That's a good one. You got us. You got us.
Like, say hello, man. And thank you to everyone at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Like, say hello and thank you to everyone at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, located at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in Florissant. They would love to put you in a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle, including this slick black 2015 Chevy Malibu with 67,000 miles. It's on their website right now, Landoff.com. They're asking $15,990 for it. If you call them up and tell them you're aiming the PM, you can have it for $14,900 even. That's over $1,000 discount.
That is a good deal.
Check it out online at Landoff.com or give them a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And make sure if you email them or call them, you let them know you're AM and the PM at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
All right. Now, stop me for a second. I found this email. This is Jack Guthrie, who, if I remember from a... what are you doing?
I'm getting you an audio thing. So we
I don't have the right plug. I have to have an adapter for this. I'll just do it through the speaker.
This is good radio.
Yeah, through the mic.
It's really good radio.
You tried. I'm trying to care. God.
Well, hang on. Yeah, Jack, if I remember, he said in an earlier email, he's like the grandson or great-grandson of something, Woody Guthrie.
I think I remember that.
So here he says, Frank, this is Jack Guthrie, currently a student at University of Memphis, originally from Swansea, Illinois. I sent the Bob Dylan versions of Opinions Playhouse. I was listening. I heard all of your impressions. Here's my impression of Limey's intro in Opinions Playhouse. I'd appreciate Limey's feedback. So I'm gonna do it through the speaker. Let's see here.
You get to critique
my intro?
Hang on, here's your own. This is you. He's, and I'm gonna tell you something. I heard it at home. It's not bad. Listen to this here. Well, shoot.
Well, that was
wait
great.
A minute. Wait, I had it on mute. Okay, here we go. Hold on.
Hello, everybody.
Wow. He nailed it.
There it does.
Let's hear it again.
That's pretty good.
Hello, everybody.
I think he nailed it.
It's not bad.
Let's give Jack a round of applause.
That sounds good. That's
pretty good.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
He kept it.
Hello, everybody. Well,
he kept it through the same everybody pop.
That's really good, though.
I'm telling you, I think he got it.
That's so good that every night in the Playhouse, you should just play that and not say anything to Limey. Just play that.
Trying to cut me out of the Playhouse completely?
No, I'm just kidding.
Just taking
just
over.
Just kidding.
Jack, if you, I got a couple more lines you could try, then we just get rid of this guy. We won't even need him.
Oh, man.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security.
What's on now?
Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind in.
Rat Boy says, everybody settle down. No need tempers to flare. Rat Boy says, the one thing that calms everybody down, everybody just take a moment and take a bite of what?
Cheese.
It's true. Cheese seems to have a calming effect, at least on me. I know what I wanted to do, and that's introduce, my goodness, the orchestra. Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Frank and Limey are going to be in the paper tomorrow.
For fighting?
For fighting.
I'm surprised nobody called us about that. That's, well,
I
of
was
course,
expecting
we've
something.
Been busy. We only took calls in Dr. Doug's segment, but...
Fired his name.
Way to go. Good. Hey, what do they say? Any publicity is whatever.
That's right.
Brought to you by Brenton Vision, Dr. Jason Brenton. That's why it's called Brenton Vision. I'm going to do my best to get as many of you as I can to do something a lot of people seriously put off until they're older, and that's have somebody take a good look at your eyes. And I don't just mean, can you see this line? Can you see, read the third line? I'm not talking about that. This is an eye chart. I'm talking about a complete and thorough ocular analysis. I've told you for years and years and years, the most frightening thing I can think of would be to go blind, lose your sight. And sometimes people have issues and things that you don't feel it. You walk around and don't know it. And here's the other thing. There are many of you listening right now who have been told maybe that you're not a candidate for LASIK. Well, here's the deal. Dr. Brenton does six alternative corrective surgeries for people who aren't candidates for standard LASIK. There are six other procedures, and as far as I know, he's the only doctor in this part of the country that does all seven when you include LASIK. He's on New Ballast Road in Creve Coeur, 555 New Ballast Road. Friday afternoon, I will be in there with my wife. We will do the 90-minute ocular analysis, $120 for both of us. That's $240. And let's talk about money for a second, okay? Sadly, in this country, insurance doesn't like to pay for something unless you're practically blind or you have cataracts so severe that you can't see, you know, your hand in front of your face, as they say. Well, Brenton Vision is well aware of the fact that in some cases, there's no insurance coverage. Now, they have some options for you. Right? They take all standard forms of payment, cash, check, credit card, all that stuff. They also work with health savings accounts, HSAs they're called, or MSAs, medical savings accounts. Most laser vision correction procedures are tax deductible. All right? They also work with multiple financing companies. So here are a couple of options. They have zero down payment, no interest for 24 months. That's the one I took when I had my lenses implanted by Dr. Brenton. I took advantage of the 2 years. I took 24 months, made monthly payments to cover the cost of the lenses. They also have zero down and low monthly payments with a fixed rate for 60 months. So you take 5 years. Here's the thing. Anybody, any of you listening who will not have your vision corrected or not have your eyes thoroughly examined because of money when there are all these options, wow, I don't know that that's a smart decision. I would sell whatever I had to sell for perfect vision. I would. I'll give you another example. My prostate issue that I had. I had a procedure that was not covered by insurance. It cost a lot of money. And I was fortunate enough to be able to write a big fat check and pay for it. And it didn't bother me that I had to eat up savings to do it because I wanted to live for a while longer and not have to have chemotherapy and go through a whole bunch of radiation treatments and all those other alternatives. So I chose the one that was the quickest. It was a 2.5-hour procedure. My point is, it's not money I ever intended to spend, but it's money I was happy to spend. I was happy to take 24 months to pay Dr. Brenton 6 years ago to have vision that I never in my life have had until he made it possible 6 years ago. So if you have been told that you're not a candidate, I don't know who told you that. It may actually have been true for that particular doctor, based on his limited training and his limited equipment. It might not be true at Dr. Brenton, but the one thing he will not do is he will not perform a procedure on you if, in fact, you are not even a candidate for what he does. And he pretty much does it all. And the other thing is these procedures have been so perfected now. LASIK now is different than when Tim Woodburn had LASIK done, 20 years ago or whenever it was. There is bladeless LASIK. Called SBK. We'll get into that one of these days. It's incredible. It is so precise. Do yourself a favor. Do us a favor. Do Brenton Vision. Everybody wins here. Make an appointment for the 90. It's $120, for goodness sakes. And if you are a candidate for procedure, it's applied to the procedure. It's 90 minutes. It'll fly by. And you are going to be amazed. It's actually fun to take. I've had it years ago. I'm going to have it again Friday. you're going to learn all kinds of things about your eyes. And no, it doesn't hurt. And I don't blame people for asking that, because when it comes to your eyes, a lot of people are squeamish. I've had stuff done. You can't even imagine the things I've had done. They're able to do so much now, and you don't feel anything. And as far as LASIK, what's also incredible is how immediate the results are. You'll have blurry vision for 2 or 3 hours, and then that same afternoon, and certainly the next day, you're going to look around and go, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. I cannot believe the transition from contact lenses, glasses, whatever, to this vision. It's like a miracle almost. Dr. Jason Brinton, Brinton Vision, 314-375-2020. 375-2020. Website, easy. Brinton, Brinton, vision.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo,
and today's in the studio. Minnesota, he's Bill Cleveland. And he's brought to you by Window World. I was there this morning. A nice long hour and a half meeting with those guys. They make a lot possible here, including the guy I'm about to introduce. They also sell the number one selling replacement window in the country, and they're the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. You can get more at windowworldstlouis.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cleveland. How are you, Bill?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great.
I'd like to sort of deviate from my travel segment for just a moment, if that's okay.
You know, it would have been funny if you said, I'd like to deviate from my septum. Get it?
I got
like
it.
A nose joke.
And that is not going to happen.
Thanks, Slimy. Thanks for laughing.
So, driving into the radio station today, I had an oldies station on, and I heard the song Louie Louie. You know the song that I'm talking about?
Louie. Is that the one that was supposed to be so dirty?
Does anybody know the lyrics to that
nobody
song?
Nobody does.
No.
Nobody ever has.
Do you want to hear the... I have the lyrics right in front of me.
We did this years ago, but yeah, go ahead, because it's a dirty
because
song.
Those 60s songs, you know, they're fun to sing along with, and then, you know, I'm like, it's up to Frank. I don't care.
Well, when people sang along with Louie Louie, they just made up whatever they thought it sounded like.
Well, why don't I give you the lyrics, and then maybe he can play
the
portion.
I think the other way would be even better.
Okay, go ahead.
Play a minute of it, and then hear what you think you hear, and then Bill will tell you what the lyrics actually are.
Okay. All right, sure. I've just got a couple seconds for a commercial, then I'll skip it.
By the Kingsmen.
We're waiting. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and by the way, banned by some radio station.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Crank it up a little bit.
I'll do the first part.
Okay,
so Louie Louie, oh no, you take me where you gotta go. That's in the first part. Yeah. So the first lyrics are, a fine little girl, she waits for me. Me catch the ship across the sea.
That's bad grammar.
Me sailed the ship all alone. Me never think I'll make it home.
Trying to be Jamaican?
What kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one is... 3 nights and days I sailed the sea, me think of girl constantly. On the ship I dream she there, I smell the rose in her hair.
I'm a limey, that's just kind of Jamaican.
Yeah.
Me
yeah.
think of... Tonto.
What's your interpretation, William?
I don't have an interpretation.
It doesn't mean squat. It means nothing.
They were probably stoned on some Jamaican weed.
I just couldn't sing along. I want to know what I was singing.
I'm trying to understand why this song would be banned, and I got the lyrics up here on my screen.
They're dirty.
It sort of seems to me like it's about a sailor who travels to sea and he meets a prostitute, and you know, and then he dreams about her. That's kind of I can't imagine why else it would be banned.
No, it's banned because some people went on radio and claimed they heard filthy words that actually weren't in there. Because it's so garbled, you can't tell.
Is this like the whole you play Black Sabbath backwards and you can speak to the devil and all that
sort
crap?
Sort of, because after people said, "Oh, listen closely, and you'll hear where he goes." Yeah, F you. And
yeah.
And then somebody went, "Oh yeah, I heard it. Yeah. Okay, we're not gonna play it. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
A little education. Why not?
All right.
Happy birthday today to the United States Air Force, the 72nd birthday of the U.S. Air Force, started September 18th, 1947. So I thought I'd give you a few little fun facts about the U.S. Air Force, and I have to mention, we've talked about this a half dozen times at least, I'll just quickly mention that one of the coolest museums in the United States is the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force, which is in Dayton, Ohio.
In the old days, you would have said one of the neatest museums. That was the old Bill.
I'm saving that word for later. I can still use it. I just throw it in occasionally.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go, and it's free, doesn't cost you anything, make sure you wear some comfortable shoes. And seriously, you could spend 2 days walking through it. It's just really a great museum. It's in Dayton, Ohio. So here are just a few things about the U.S. Air Force maybe you did not know. The Air Force is responsible for tracking Santa Claus.
Yeah. I did know that.
Yeah.
Kind of an interesting backstory. December 24th, 1955, a newspaper ad told kids that they could call Santa.
Bill.
No, they can't call him Bill. They call Santa at an included phone number, and the number listed the U.S. Air Defense Command. The colonel on duty ordered his team to give all the kids that called Santa's current location, and the tradition now handles calls from over 200 countries tracking Santa. Some other things, the U.S. Air Force also celebrates its birthday, or has the same birthday as the CIA that also started on this day. That was in 1947. In 1947, then Air Force Captain Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier. Do you know what they called his plane or his jet?
I forgot.
The Bell X-1, rocket-powered aircraft. This I did not know until today. So do you know what a roof stomp is?
No.
So a roof stomp is an Air Force tradition where airmen welcome a new commander or celebrate a special occasion by climbing up on the commander's roof and making noise while others are banging on the windows and doors.
Is that a good idea?
I don't know
if
that's a good idea, but that's the way that they welcome them, at least according to the story here. The Air Force built a supercomputer out of Sony PlayStations.
Nice.
The Air Force Research Lab built a supercomputer called the Condor Cluster to analyze HD satellite imagery. The supercomputer is made up of 1,760 PlayStation 3s. It is the 33rd most powerful computer in the world.
The computers that run this show are just called a cluster.
The airmen get hairier every spring. That's the interesting title here. Every year, airmen participate in the Mustache March, a tradition where airmen grow mustaches throughout the month of March to honor Air Force legend World War II and Vietnam veteran and Triple Ace Brigadier General Robin Olds.
Why, did he have a big mustache?
Well, he has a big mustache. He has a very big mustache. I'm looking at it right here now. Let's see, a couple
of... I got a question.
Yes, sir.
So the Air Force officially was established in 1947, you say, right?
Mm-hmm.
What were they called then during World War II?
They were part of the Army, right?
Were they Army pilots?
It was
or were they
the Army
pilots?
Air Corps, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah. I was just wondering.
That sounds right. Army Air Corps.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah. The last thing that I'll just mention, so, and this we'll do this as a trivia question. At the height of the Cold War, there was a certain state in the United States that had so many U.S. Air Force nuclear weapons that if it seceded from the Union, it would have been the third largest nuclear power in the world.
Limey. Alaska?
Nope.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the one closest to Russia.
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
No.
Tim?
It's not Florissant.
Pine Lawn.
That's it.
It was North Dakota.
Oh,
we've never gotten that.
Yeah, there you go. So happy birthday to the Air Force, and thank you to all of our U.S. Air Force veterans as well. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. I'll set this up by saying, first of all, that William Shatner is currently on television doing a commercial for SoClean. It's a CPAP cleaner. And he talks about how, you know, I'm a CPAP user. And I just throw it in and walk away. And I'm watching it, and I told Tim and I told Dan, This is the single greatest looking toupee and hairpiece I've ever seen in my life. Shatner finally has the best hairpiece of any I've ever seen. It looks absolutely real and natural, which is usually not the case. 98% of guys with toupees look like a dead animal fell out of the sky and landed crooked on their head, not even placed correctly. Toupees generally are horrible. And nobody ever will tell the person. This is what's interesting to me. Nobody ever, in fact, they're usually told by coworkers or relatives, don't say anything about his hair. He doesn't want people to know he has a toupee.
Oh, we had an old advertiser that...
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah.
And a coworker over in Corporate Swear.
Yeah.
So Dan and I are talking about this, and I said, you know, we ought to... There ought to be something like a national day of... The day it's okay to just tell everybody who has a horrible looking toupee, hey, you know what? Your toupee sucks. Everybody knows you wear a toupee. We ought to have that day. And Dan says, yeah, he says, we'll call it Time to Tell Them. Triple T's. Triple T's. I said, what? And Dan said, yeah, it'll be the triple T's. Time. I said, that's four T's, Dan. Time to tell them is four T's.
Quadruple.
How about it for Dan Stroud?
Yeah. Yeah.
Once again, he's proven why he's one of a kind. Triple T, Dan. Time to tell them.
In his defense, you know, if it's a two-letter word, normally they don't get thrown.
That is true. I understand the two or at sometime, but let's not let him get away with any. Let's just call him out for not being able to count.
But thank you, Limey, for doing that. But I was counting the T.
Yeah.
The two. I was counting the two as one of the T's. And I just kind of...
That was so... My goodness, I couldn't write that down fast enough so I wouldn't forget to tell you. It was just so hilarious.
Yep.
But it is true. And especially you old guys, like you guys in your 80s, do you really think people around you think that thick head of hair that doesn't even match your little, what's left of your sideburns, you really think they think that's your hair? No.
What about
everybody knows you're wearing a toupee.
That dye it and it looks like shoe polish on their head.
Oh, my goodness. No. They actually think people don't know that.
Yeah.
We ought to be more honest and just go, your hair looks horrible. Just tell them that. I would hope somebody would do that for me, but I've never wanted a toupee. Tonight is the fourth part of Tim, put your fingers to your ears, Ken Burns' History of Country Music. This is such an unbelievably great documentary. And last night, I'll just give you one little interesting tidbit from last night. I think most people have heard of Hank Williams. Not Hank Jr., but Hank Williams. Hank Williams was a prolific songwriter, a major alcoholic. He started drinking and became an alcoholic at the age of 11 and died in the backseat of a Cadillac at 29 years of age. And
wow.
If you look at footage of Hank Sr., you think, well, that guy's 45 years old. He was just old before his time, yet... Even with all that alcohol in his brain, the guy was an incredible songwriter. Who in their 20s writes lyrics like, the silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky? And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. That's not the kind of thing a 20-something-year-old writes, yet he did. And last night... Jimmy Dickens, who passed away not long ago, little Jimmy Dickens for the Grand Ole Opry, told a story about sitting with Hank Williams. And Hank told Jimmy Dickens, he said, you know, what you need is a hit song. And Jimmy says, well, who doesn't? Everybody in the music needs a hit song. And he says, all right, get a pencil and paper. He said, I'll write you a hit song right now, right in front of him. And he did. And in 15 minutes, Jimmy Dickens says, write this down. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me? And then he wrote the whole song in 15 minutes. And he said, go record that, and you'll have a hit. Well, Jimmy Dickens didn't run right out and record it. So 1 week later, Hank recorded it himself. And he called Jimmy, and he said, well, you're too late. I gave you a chance. I recorded it. And it was a huge hit. But how about the genius of a guy who on the spot... And he wrote like somebody who had lived a long, sad life, you know. Did you hear that lonesome whippoorwill? He sounds too blue to fly. Wow, the midnight train is winding low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. My goodness, what great lyrics. So part four tonight, which will take you halfway through the 16 hours, and then the next is next week.
You can. I started watching last night, but they. You can stream it. The PBS has an app you can download. Like, I have a Roku, and yeah. So you can watch all the episodes online. So.
Wow. This disturbed me this morning. I saw an article, and I saw a picture in the article. Some woman, and not just one, because she has 132,000 followers, this woman has decided that women should no longer have to worry about body hair, and they don't shave under their arms anymore. And they had her picture. She was a really good-looking woman. She raised her arm, big glob of hair under her arm. And so she has 132,000 Instagram followers of other women who go, yeah, no more shaving legs or shaving under their arms. Ladies, listen to me. Please, don't do this. Don't start having a big old bush of hair under your arms or hairy legs. Ugh. We don't want to see that. We just, it just doesn't seem right.
Speak you for are yourself.
A, you're, a, you're a girl. You're a good, sweet, smelling, pretty girl. Not a gorilla, not a man. We don't want underarm hair. Let's not let this thing get out of control. I hope this doesn't go much further than her Instagram followers. And then there's I have to get this in, then we'll get to the joke. This Brett Kavanaugh thing. Okay, they're trying to do an investigation into maybe impeaching this guy. And here's what it said in the news yesterday in an article. It says that they've uncovered an incident of sexual misconduct in which another one of Kavanaugh's classmates saw Mr. Kavanaugh, now follow me on this, saw him with his pants down at a drunken dorm party where friends pushed his penis into the hand of a female student. How do you put somebody else's penis in a woman's hand? How do you do that? No, nobody's going to put my penis in another woman's hand. How do you even do it? Doesn't even make sense.
Well, you put your right hand in, you take your right hand out, put your right hand in, and then you shake it all about.
No, is somebody going to walk you? Is somebody going to walk you over, holding you by your penis, going, "Come on, come with me," like leading you by your penis, and then have another woman hold her hand out and put your penis? That I've never read such a thing. So according to this, Brett Kavanaugh had his pants down, and somebody. It sounds to me like he's not guilty. It says friends pushed his penis into the hands of a female. Well, right yeah. there. He's exonerated, as far as I'm concerned. Holy cow, that doesn't make any sense at all. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I had a request. I think it was from Randy. Sorry, I forgot to write the name down of the emailer. Randy, I think it was you who said, Frank, you have to. There's only one joke to tell today after your joke yesterday, and it's the other birth of the twins, and I already had decided to tell it. If you remember yesterday, it was Toward and Away, mm-hmm. the two twins that were born to the fisherman. So, yes, I have no choice. I have to follow it with this joke. A woman who gives birth to two identical twins, but she cannot keep the kids. She has no money, and she figures it's just best put them up for adoption. So, she doesn't even see them. She tells the nurse, the doctors, when they're born, please, I don't even have a chance to bond with them, right out for adoption. So they did tell her, they said, you gave birth to two identical twin boys, and I'm sure they'll find good homes. 18 years later, when she realizes it's the 18th birthday of the two identical twin boys that she's never seen, now she can't stand it anymore, so she hires Tim Woodburn, private detective, private investigator, to find, see, I worked you into the joke.
Thank you.
To find her twin, identical twin sons. And Tim says, I'm on it. Believe me, I will find your boys. Only 2 weeks later, Tim calls the woman. He says, let's meet at my old Denny's where I used to work as a cook overnight. I have some news for you. I found your boys. She says, oh my goodness. She starts crying. She meets Tim and he says, well, you'll be thrilled to know that your twin boys, identical twin boys, are both healthy and they're doing well. Now they're in different parts of the world. One of the boys was adopted and sent over to the Middle East and, his name is Amal. He is, as you know, 18. He's a brilliant student, and it looks, and he, his parents are well off, and he's had a great life, and it looks like we'll continue to have a great life. She says, "What about my other boy?" He says, "Well, the other son, the other identical twin son, was adopted by a wonderful family in Spain, and his name is Juan, and he also is about to enter college. He's brilliant, straight-A student, and just like Amal, he has wonderful parents. They're well off, and they've been able to give him everything he needs, and it looks like life has been good for him." And he says, "Oh, and Tim says, and one other thing, I brought you a picture. This is your son. This is your son, Juan." And Tim holds the picture, and she starts bursting into tears. She says, "Oh, my goodness, my boy, look how beautiful he is. Oh, my beautiful Juan. And what about my other son? Do you have a picture of him?" He goes, "Well, I don't need one. They're identical twins. If you've seen Juan, you've seen them all."
Time for a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. You've got delays westbound on 64, Van Deventer all the way out to Big Bend. Earlier accident eastbound 64 at the Illinois Bank of the Poplar Street Bridge. Just wrapped up a crash northbound 270 on the ramp to 70. Also cleared an accident westbound 70 east of Zumbel. Westbound 44, you're still backing up between Elm and 270. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where owners and professionals can post openings with questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
St. Louis, we know it was a tough summer. Basking in the glow of the championship was hard work, but the long wait is over. Blues hockey is just around the corner, and what better way to start hockey season than by celebrating our hometown Stanley Cup champions than by throwing an awesome home opener lunch at Clayton City Hall. Come on down Wednesday, October 2nd from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. to Clayton City Hall on North Bemison Avenue for a free lunch with giveaways, a photo booth, special guest appearances, and much more.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located Southwest Quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, "Game tonight. Bring Bud Light." Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just 3 blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
I've just been told we're really short on time, but that's okay. He owes us, because if you remember, he wasn't even around, I think, last time. He missed us completely. So we're going to give him about, 4 minutes or so. He's still in Hawaii, or is he in Dallas? Where is he?
Dad. Hawaii.
He's still in Hawaii.
Okay. He's at the airport, actually. Not coming back, but going to another
Let's see how this goes. Mike Evans at the airport in Hawaii, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Monday. And reservations, you need them for dinner at Annie Gunn's. You'll see why. Very popular, great restaurant, and gift cards are always a good idea from the airport in Hawaii, some part of Hawaii, some airport. Mike Evans, everybody.
Good morning.
No, it's not morning. It's afternoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, good afternoon. So I'm at the Maui airport, on my way back to Honolulu. Played Wailea today, shot a 76, the blue course.
Well, I really think, who hasn't done that?
Right.
I think we've
really,
all
really did
relate to that.
Pretty proud. So now I'm just getting ready to go through TSA, but I can talk to you for a couple minutes. I mean, if you've been to Maui, the airport is mainly outside. You might probably hear wind.
Yeah, we hear a lot of wind.
Big. It'll be 90 degrees. That's, it's nice. I had a hard time getting through the airport. I'm trying to catch the plane. So I apologize for yesterday, though.
No, I'm accepted. Apology accepted.
Yeah, I feel bad about that. Everything else okay? What can we talk about? You didn't like the mermaid over at Sheraton Waikiki.
Well, that never works out well when you put a stranger on the air.
Yeah.
They don't really know what to say.
I will give you a little.
That noise is not distracting. I'll tell you that. That's one good thing. There's no distracting noise.
Brad Pitt, I hear is going to get a two Academy Award nominations. One for Ad Astra that opens tomorrow. That I'll review tomorrow, and I'll actually be sitting in a quiet hotel room for the night. Quiet.
Ad Astra.
Also, the Town of Tom and Hollywood.
This is Mike. This is not going well. We hear a lot of
wind.
Yeah. A lot of wind.
How about if I talk to you nice and quiet tomorrow and give me some extra time?
There you go.
Well, let's talk about it. Hang on. Okay, get out of here. Yeah, bye. Another fine report. Another fine report. That's two fine reports this week and one no report, one no show from the great Mike Evans. And this time, again, from Hawaii, brought to you by, and I'll check and see if they still want to sponsor him, Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. And they're in Chesterfield Valley, as you probably know, east of most of that other stuff. Closed only on Monday. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market.
Where are they, Frank?
They're in Chesterfield. Well, they're down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over here.
That was a good idea, Limey. That helped kill a little bit of time.
Happy to help.
I got real quickly, just enough time to do this, an email about tick advice. We talked about ticks. Tim said he had ticks on him, like, for the first time ever. And somebody said, put dish soap on it. This guy says, he says, I want to warn against that advice. The caller said the dish soap. It said no. He said, no. He said, I had Rocky Mountain spotted fever and Lyme disease from ticks, and I can tell you, this is bad advice. He said, tweezers and only tweezers. And maybe we have more time tomorrow. I'll explain why he says that's the case. No soap, no detergent, none of that. Just tweezers. Thank you for being with us. Tomorrow's my favorite day. Scott Sherman will be in the 4 o'clock hour with legal advice. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting Browns tight end David Njoku, along with his concussion Monday night, sustained a wrist injury that might need surgery, although Njoku is getting a second opinion. In baseball, the Athletics, who hold the top spot in the AL wild card by two games, are scoreless with the Royals now in the 11th inning. The Royals are at bat. They have runners on first and second with two outs. The Mets, who are now 3.5 games out of a wild card spot, scored four runs in the top of the ninth to take down the Rockies 7-4. Pete Alonso slugging his 49th home run, tying Mark McGwire for the second most in homers in a season by a rookie. The Yankees and Angels have just started. New York would clinch the AL East with a win tonight. And earlier, the Cardinals expanded their NL Central lead to 2.5 games after flogging the Nationals 5-1. Adam Wainwright, 7 innings, 1 run. I'm Brian Fenley.
We are
Bud
War. Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy's married. One guy is divorced. One guy has no kids. One guy has...